And welcome to Hasan Jaffer's It's All in the Stars radio show. This is, as you know, it's an astrology show. And we've had about four shows, and slowly we're building it up. And now you can also, of course, call, you know, to have your reading done, like a free reading. And the number to call in North America, it's, of course, free, toll-free. It's 1-888-268-4313. In case you're listening outside North America, it's 1-281-419-7696. So again, the number in North America is 1-4313. And if you have calls, of course, we will be giving you a free reading also and talking to you about your relationships, about your career. And at the same time, we'll do the readings also, of course. And here's a piece. I'd like to give an intro on music shows. We were talking about different music. This is a piece by Mozart. It's called Elvira Nadigan. You may have heard this piece. And the reason I want to bring it, because, you know, just to explain what it is. Now, he had Mercury and Venus in the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius has this, you know, this, it's almost like space age aspect, but like many people, you know, this techno music that you hear, that's Aquarius theme. It's also, it gives a brilliant mind and quite sort of unconventional, because people who are brilliant, they also really care for other people's opinion. So he had that. So he had that Aquarius space age aspect. Now he had Neptune in the sign of Leo, the entire age group. I'm going to be discussing that also with some of the, you know, different, age groups, and the 30s age, actually the 20s age group, around the beginning of 30s, what we call the age of the golden movies. You might remember the Roaring Lion of the MGM. In fact, MGM was born with Neptune in the sign of Leo, because Leo is a lion, and Neptune, of course, is an astral fantasy of the film industry. So the true movie greats were at that time. That was at Neptune and Leo. And, of course, Shah Iran, and there were quite a few people from that era. If you had people who were born in the 20s to the early 30s, Marilyn Monroe was born with that, Humphrey Bogart. And then the 30s generation to about the mid-40s, the beginning of 40s, that's a country. You know, all these country singers, and they are the true, you know, people who are very much into nutrition and health matters and all this Ayurvedic. All that, I think that's all the Virgo team. They have a lot of Virgo planets. They love the gardening, being near the countryside. It's very healing for them. So instead of just normal medicine, they tend to respond much more to herbal medicines. That generation, I find that food, regardless of how good they are in making food, but those who are born in the 30s, it doesn't really taste that good. It's very healthy. And to the beginning of 40s, but these are the obscure poets and obscure musicians, but absolutely fantastic musicians, the blues generation, what I call. That's that 30s generation. And, now the generation that came up that from mid 40s throughout the 50s, that's the most romantic generation. That was when Neptune was in San Libra. Taj Mahal was a monument to love when Neptune was in Libra. And, the music that we played for, I think we should be playing some music for each generation, actually, also. Last time we were talking about the Venus position. So here is that, you know, that love story. This is all. So this is the 40s and the 50s generation. And if you have Venus in Libra, regardless of which generation you belong to, you represent that side. So it's very romantic, very harmonious. And some people might consider it a bit mushy almost, but it's like a Viennese walk. Sharing becomes very important for this generation. And now they were the promoters of the other, and the patrons of the 30s generation. So when you take, for example, you know, in the Mughal people in India, all these princes, they were from that Neptune Libra generation, but all their musicians these great classical musicians. They were all from that that Neptune and Virgo generation. And then after that, of course, is this crazy extremist generation, I call this is extreme spirituality, and that's a 60s age group. People were born in the 60s, throughout the 60s. And this generation is known for, you know, if you go on their website, they find all these black color, black and deep burgundy, almost the color of like the Dracula colors. But it doesn't mean, of course, I mean, they all have different qualities. It's a very intense generation. And if you take three people in martial arts, completely three different generations. For example, Bruce Lee was born with Neptune and Virgo, real perfectionist, totally, I mean, 100% you know, perfection. And that's very, very close to nature. And, of course, he extends with everything, nutrition and health. And then Jackie Chan is from that Neptune and Libra generation, so the 40s generation. It's like just like Yanni, Julio Iglesias, they're all born in the same generation. And that generation, he's a crooner. And, of course, he's a film.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a Bloggins.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.